your forgiveness power, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything you have done for us today, Lord God. We come before your throne of grace, right name, to grace to obtain mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything and all that you have done in our lives from the time we rose up this morning to right now, Father. Hallelujah, the way you done put breath in our lungs. Hallelujah, the way you gave the ability to move our feet and our hands. Hallelujah. And you kept us in the right mind. Hallelujah, Lord God. Put food on our tables, Father God. Hallelujah. Allow us to drink, Lord God. Just allow us to be here. Took us over the dangerous highway. I just want to thank you today for all, Lord God. And every time we messed up, Lord God. Lord God, you just forgave us. We just want to thank you tonight, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you bring the remnants of your angels into this place, Lord God. Let them move underneath of the umbrella of the Holy Spirit inside your holy name. Minister by your spirit, Father God. This word, Lord God, that this word may take up inside us, Lord God. Holy Ghost, I ask you to bring all things back to my remembrance. In Jesus' name we ask and we pray and we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, I just feel the anointing of God in this place. Hallelujah. He is so awesome. I think we count God. Sometimes I think we just count some of the things that God has just do for us like it's of no importance. I can just, you know, he knows everything and he does everything for us. Just go to John, and I'm just going to stick on this one verse, and then I'm going to go finishing up some things tonight. I really don't even feel like teaching. I just feel like just giving God praise. I'm not going to lie to you. I just feel like, I mean, hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things was made by him. Without him was nothing, was not anything made that was made. In him was life. In him was life. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. In him was light. Hallelujah. And the light was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And we've been really dealing with Jesus Christ. And y'all, dude, everybody has, y'all didn't bring your pictures back with you. Muffin, you got, can you set it on a copy of your back game in my office or something? Just make some copies of it. We're dealing with Jesus Christ, and we're dealing with the fullness of God and the Godhead that he has presented to us. And then everything runs to Jesus and to us into this earthly realm. Even the Holy Spirit, the third part of the triune of God, still operates and functions through Jesus. Creation has already been created, so God the Father don't have to do anything. But even God the Father sitting on the throne still works through who? Jesus on this earthly realm. And so what happened was we dealt with it that the Word being Jesus was in the beginning, even though it wasn't manifested in the fleshly being there, or it wasn't that he came down to reveal himself yet. It still was in the beginning. It was just a speech. He was not something that you could see. He was only something that you can hear. Inside creation, it was always hearing of God, hearing Jesus. You could never see Jesus. Jesus was not revealed until he came out of his Mary's womb, but we seen glimpses of him or shades of him in the Old Testament. And we're going to talk about the shades or the glimpses of God tonight inside the Old Testament after the Word, because the scripture clearly speaks here. I feel like teaching tonight that, and I really want to deal with this, is because the light shining in darkness, and darkness comprehended not that God could not present the fullness of him to mankind at one time. We couldn't comprehend him if he would have came from the Word straight into the flesh of Jesus. We could not comprehend him. And if we couldn't comprehend the fullness of him inside the fleshly being of Jesus to redeem mankind at the love of the world, it was no need for him to present himself that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? He could not come down here right after Adam, Eve, and sin and did the works of the cross because they couldn't comprehend. Because believe it or not, even when Cain sinned, Cain didn't even know he sinned. Do y'all understand that? Cain did not know that when he killed his brother, it was a bad thing.
at the level that it was. Because sin was not on this earthly realm, or darkness wasn't on this earthly realm in the realm or in the regime of man yet, to the fullness that man didn't even know that they needed God. A lot of y'all get so upset and it irritates me. And can I get it off my chest a minute? It irritates me when we go through something and I hear people cry and I don't know what to do. Or they do this pity party move. You know what irritates me so much? You don't know that you need Jesus until you get into that level. So maybe that came in your life so you can realize, oh, I need him. Unless darkness comes up in your life, you can't comprehend how much light you need. A lot of us are taking too many things for granted in our life. We're taking getting up in the morning. We're taking being able to go to work every day. We're taking being able to come home in the evening. We're taking eating, drinking. We're taking it so much for granted. You ever heard the old saying that you never miss your water, tell you? I never forget when Lovey can tell you, when we was at the old house, we used to have this well, and we had a pump on top of it in the well house, and when the water went dry and you wanted to take a shower, you couldn't take a shower, and y'all ever took a bird bath? Come on, y'all don't know about that. Y'all know about the bird baths, you hit the spots? Come on, now, you didn't do the whole movement, you just grabbed the boom, 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 and keep on stroking. Now, that's okay for the first day. But the second day, those spots seemed to increase, didn't it? And the third day, the spot washer didn't even work, did it? We don't even comprehend how incredible that it is that we are able to go home and turn on a faucet and sit up beneath of it and receive water all on our body. Hallelujah. We've taken so much for granted. That is beginning to vex my spirit so much. And only thing I keep saying is God's going to bring some hell in some of our lives so we can appreciate that which we have. So that's why we went to Revelation when he said that when he was kicked out of heaven, and now salvation has come when Satan has been kicked to the earth. You don't know you need salvation until you spend some time with Satan. It tickles me when we do marriage counseling with people and stuff, and Lady Marguerite can co-sign this, no big time. I just love them. We're going to be together forever. I said, why you love him? I don't know. He just makes me feel so good on the inside. Yeah, y'all be gone about a year and a quarter. That's what I want to say. Seriously. Because they in this euphoria movement, and they're going to start taking each other for granted. And when everything works up in their life, they ain't got a relationship with God. They don't have a relationship with God. Some of the people we counsel, I'm talking about this couple that don't have a relationship with God. I don't need God. Yeah, okay. Don't need to be, you know. Okay, cool. You wait till she get on your last nerve when he just does it. And you thought it was cute the first month. About 6-7 months into the marriage, get on you. Can you please? Go get a toothpick, then a floss. And then when they're gone, you're crying because they what? But what I'm trying to tell you is, listen, it's my relationship with God is something like marriage. We get in this euphoria movement. Let me express this to you very clearly. A honeymoon, first coming here is great. But moment that when it seemed like God is getting on our nerves and we leave God, we lose God, then we realize that we what? Need him. Why do we have to get it? Won't we start appreciating that which we have in him? Do y'all understand how important for you to stay sharp in your relationship with God? Brush up on your relationship with God. Have some one-on-one time with God. But what the scripture is trying to say, that when he wanted to come, he couldn't come because darkness comprehended not. In other words, that he tried to shine light, but they couldn't receive light. And then he allowed the darkness to come on this earth and get rid of. So I said, God, so when did this all occur? He said, how much did you see of me before Noah came. And everybody think that's going to work in Genesis. I want y'all to see how many years. And who got a calculator on? You got your calculator? Somebody got a calculator? Let's add up some years here. Let's go to Genesis right quick. I love this part. You ready? So we don't know from Cain on, right? We're just going to take Cain. You know, I don't know how long it got to get to, how long it was till we got to Cain. But let's go to the descendants of Adam. Let's start at the fifth chapter. And we're just going to add up, who got a calculator? We're just going to add up some years. All right, now listen, this, we're not saying that these are the only years it was. There's going to be some void in this, okay?
Genesis 5:3. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. And Seth lived after he begot Enos 807 years and begot sons and daughters. And all of the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begot Canaan.
So it seemed like they wouldn't have really kids until they was close to almost 100 years old, wasn't it? You ain't even got started yet, you little youngin'.
And Enos lived after he begot Canaan 815 years and begot sons and daughters. Mm. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died.
All of them lived 900 years. Ooh, come on now.
And Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begot Mahalalel 840 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begot Jared 830 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 100.
He didn't even make 100, did he? 900. Come on.
And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
So God did not allow him to go to 49. He just took him. He just took him. Never said that he died. So he owes him some years, don't he? He's our example of how we're supposed to make this. You ain't supposed to wait till the end. You should come while you're young and let him take you. So that's me. I've been taken. So I'm not dying. Let's keep on, because that was over some of y'all. I get shot on that one. You don't have to worry about me when you see me laying up on a casket. I already been taken. I'm not going to die. That who he's pleased with, he take him at a young age. He don't let him get old and gray. Hallelujah.
And Methuselah lived an 807 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died.
And he lived the longest. He lived the longest. Come on.
And Lamech lived an 882 years and begot a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed."
So now we're back at the ground. I wish y'all would have been there on Friday. God used me to preach a powerful word about a thorn in the flesh. But now we got the ground. Because of the ground, none of them can live what? But watch what happens. Come on.
And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair.
Now we're getting to where we need to be at right now. Say that again.
And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men.
Who is the sons of God? Forget about what you see now. Let's take your brains back. We go back to the beginning of creation. Let's put your brains right there. What did God do? He walked. Forget everything else. All right? So he kicked Lucifer out of heaven and allowed him to be on an earthly realm. Now, forget everything else. Okay? Because it's not what you see now. Who you think the sons of God was? Who said that? There you go. So here we got the angels of God, right? Celestial beings coming on this earthly realm because there was not a still a void between heaven and earth. They was able to move in beings because their still was close to spiritual beings because the years was in the hundreds. Are y'all with me? When I tell you about the years that they were living, they were still what? Mostly spiritual. We only seen one sin in the Bible being that was in recorded. I'm not saying that was the only one throughout these all years, y'all. Don't get me wrong. But it wasn't that many going on at the time. So here it was that they were still in tune with God in the things of God. And even though God was mad at them, God still spent a lot of time with them and allowed them to see them. But they couldn't go up with God, but they were still in tune with God. Are y'all with me? So right now, it's really not that bad of a mess until the sons of God or the angels of God start up. Come on, what it says?
That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they
The word fair means sexy. We got some crossbreeding going on here now. We got some issues going on. There's some theologian says the sons of God was the falling angels that came on the earthly realm, Satan people, because if it was the celestial beings of being a pureness, they knew better than to be with mankind. So here it is. We got Satan, demonic forces who was placed on this earthly realm. Then now they are having affairs with. Now, let me express this to you. I don't know in which level this is. I don't know if it's just that the demonic forces started enticing the women spiritually. I don't know that. We don't know that. I just know what it's saying. All right, let's go.
And they took them wives of all which they chose.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man.
There we go. Now we're coming on. It's beginning to get funky, ain't it? Up to this point in time, he's saying what? My spirit was decent. They wasn't really messing up that bad. You know, I'm still able to function with them. The word was still present. The word was still being spoken. The word was still moving. He did not need to see. They did not need to see righteousness because they had a lot of righteousness still in them. But here it is. It's turning for the worse. The sin that started it, even though it was a lot going on for how many years? How many years we at? Was it 15,500? 15,000 years. Hold on. 15,000 years. Years, that's a long time, ain't it, y'all? And y'all think that, I don't, why did they keep telling us it's 15,000 years just of them? All of this was when earth wasn't that bad. It's from Noah on where it got funky.
For that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
There it goes. Say that again.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
In other words, I can't stand to see him because of his flesh can't stand and his flesh is decaying. He will not live over what? It went down from 900. This thing got funky quick, didn't it? It's because they stopped hearing the word of God, not seeing Jesus. But I'm trying to get to another point. What I'm trying to get to a point is, just hearing the word is not enough. Because eventually, you need to see him move in order to continue on to function. I want y'all to see this. The celestial angels or beings came inside physical form, and the people seen the sin, and they was enticed by what they what? Seen. So they locked on the women to what they see. Even though God was still speaking through them, redemption was still in their lives, and love of God was still there. They couldn't see Jesus. They only could what? Hear. So now the word has to stop. It ain't doing them no good now to speak it. Now he has to be revealed to them in order for them to see him. Because now hearing ain't doing no good. That's why you have to be able to see the move of God now in your life. Just keep hearing the word and don't see the manifestation of the word. All of y'all gonna leave church after a while. I keep telling you that God is gonna bless you. If you don't see the blessing, you're going to leave. It don't pay no attention. I mean, it don't make no difference whether I keep saying it or not. You need to start seeing the manifestation of God in order for you to grab hold to it and live. Because the flesh needs to see. So what it is was, he thought that the word that was in the beginning could continue to shine light on it just by the words that it was speaking. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let it be. You be. And it wasn't enough now, because now they had something of this much power, an angelic being that came in a form of a flesh that they could see, touch, feel. And they were steering them away. And God got upset. And this is the first time he ever distinguished the word flesh at the being that it is inside the Bible. Say that again. The Lord God, my spirit shall not always what? For that he, in other words, he's flesh and he needs to see. And my spirit right now cannot strive with him because I want him to walk by faith, not by. Oh, y'all better grab a hold of this. That's my perfect will for man. It's for him to believe and trust what I say. Don't have to see it. But man needs to see it. So now I got to formulate another plan that man may see me and still live. Oh, I feel like teaching this thing. So now I can't just stop right here and bring Jesus down in the form that I want to because they won't comprehend it. So I have to introduce them to him by these different names of just what they need. And if I can supply their needs with a name of who I am and reveal them only what they need at the time where darkness in their life, they can be able to understand who I am. Because they can't comprehend the fullness of me because darkness cannot comprehend what? So if I come down in the fullness of the glory that I am and the revelatory movement that I want to be, and the light that I like to shine, the darkness that's inside man can't comprehend it. Instead of illuminating into their lives, I would destroy everything that they are. Hallelujah. So I can't come down in the fullness that I am. I only can give them a piece by piece by piece by piece by piece of who I am so they can be able to comprehend it. That's why a lot of us don't understand inside church that when we give too much word inside people's being, they can't comprehend it. They begin to turn a deaf ear instead of spoon feeding them what they need so they can gurgitate that down in their being that they can grow off of it. Hallelujah. Y'all comprehending it now, huh? Anybody ever got too much word in your head hurt and you feel like you want to seriously, spiritually throw up. Don't want to be bothered with it no more. It's just too much. I can't comprehend what they're saying. It gets frustrating. There you go. So he realized that. So what he said is, okay, they messed up. They can't comprehend. They can't understand. They like to see visual. I didn't want to go this route. But because I love man so much, what is man that you're so mindful of them? The Son of Man that you visited him. Because I love him so much, I'm going to have to change my whole plan of how I wanted to present this. I was hoping that they take it like Enoch took it. And when it get to the level where he just wanted to see my face more than anything else, and he wanted to walk with me, I had to remove him from this earthly realm and say, come on, boy. You see, Enoch was a picture-perfect movement that he wanted to, for all of us to do. That we walked in this earthly realm that we wanted him so much that we did not care about being. He just wanted to strive and walk with God. Didn't make a difference what it was. He just didn't care. He didn't care what it took. Then come on. When we get to that level where Enoch is, I can preach on that, where you just want to be with God, it's time for God to take you. Some of y'all don't like that because you like this fleshly being. Let's go. So, keep on.
There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
There it goes. God saw that they transformed over, that the imagination of their heart was only what? Wicked. Because of this movement that they did, the babies that they had by evilness, now this earth is full of wickedness and evil. He knew that he had to change his plan. He had to digress from what he was doing and put a new plan in effect. So he ended this dispensation and said, I got to start another one. That's what I love about God.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man who I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them.
Why did he get rid of the animals? So he figured if he created for man, if man turned bad, everything he created from what? It's almost like you got, anybody ever made so many mistakes on something, what you do after a while? Just bobbing it up, let's start what? All over. So that's why he took two of, he found, this is what I love about this God we serve. He went, see, and a lot of folks don't understand, and don't let anybody tell you any different. Adam did not go searching for any animals. I'm not Adam. Noah didn't go search for any animals. God found, just like he found, two, man and female, that was the most righteous of that day. He went and found male and female of each animal that was the righteous of that day and brought them to Adam. I mean, brought them to Noah. He brought them to him. He didn't want no filthy, because y'all ever seen, I know it was this dog next door to us, his name was Satan. This thing right there was a. What was it? Doman Pinch. That dude stood about this tall, and that thing, if it was off the chain, he was going to tear you up. There was only two people that could handle him. And that dog had a mental problem. Seriously. Seriously. That dog had a mental problem. He would bark and act foolish for no reason at all. And if you come up there, he would almost tear chains up to come get you. He was simply what his name was. He was a demon-possessed dog. He didn't want any demon-possessed animals. Remember the pigs that was demon-possessed, what they went? You remember the mule who had God speak to him and he stopped? A lot of y'all think these animals are not or not conscious enough to hear from God or to be taken over by Satan, but their body in the spiritual world enhances the bodies of animals as well as humans. Plain and simple. Daddy said he had to take care of Sanchez, because Sanchez, every time he smells a horse, he wants to tear up the barn. So he got him clipped. Now Sanchez is about as cool can be now. Sanchez was horny until he had to get him castrated. Now Sanchez don't want no woman now. He ready to ride now. Poor Sanchez, better for everybody. Y'all didn't know Sanchez. Tell him loved up. Sanchez smell a girl, he wants to go off. He had this sexual demon up in him. He just wanted to get some and some more after that. So here it is, we're in a situation here where everything is wicked. Here it is, God picked two of every kind. And then what'd he do? He wipes everything away with a, what? Hold on. This was the second time. First time, he washed everything away and did not leave anything. Then he recreated man. And now he did the flood movement again, but kept and protected man in an ark on top of the flood as he cleaned everything underneath of him. Let me, y'all ready for this? The ark and everybody in the ark was baptized. It was water going over it, around it, and under it. That the whole ark was sealed tight with a peephole up top that had to be sealed. Some theologian says that sometime through all of this storm that the ark was fully submerged with the waves and stuff from the water beating in it. That was the first baptism in the Bible. He had to baptize them. Why, y'all? It was the burying of the, they represented the, now they're going to walk in a newness of life. Different than before, because up to this time, it was 900 some years. He said man should no longer live more than 120 years. It's a new life right now. I baptize them down. When you come up, when I finish all this, man should no longer live more than what? 120. So, but now I need to show man who I am. Because if I don't show man who I am, then man will make mistakes. Let's find out. Go to 11th chapter, first verse.
Genesis 11:1. Mm-hmm. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth.
Their intentions was wrong. No, their intentions was right, but their motives was wrong. They wanted to see God, but they wanted to also make a name for themselves in the process of it. But they was on one accord doing this. Let me show y'all how powerful it is when we all get on one accord in this ministry. Watch this. Whether we right or wrong, if we all on one accord, you'll see God. Read.
And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower.
Oh, why did God come down to see the city? Oh, why did God come down to see the city and the tower? Let's go.
And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they all have one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language.
Hold up. What did he say? Let what?
Let us go down.
All right, word. All right, Holy Ghost. All right, the creation of them. There's something different here. Since I transferred them back, they get more spiritual now, but their motives are not quite correct. They don't know what I want because I'm still not showing them. And if I don't show them, they're going to do something and they're going to think they're doing it right, but they're not going to be doing right. So from now on, I have to show them how to do it. So I just can't be their God because they're going to want to try to come up my way. But they can't because now they're in beings that can't come up there, so they're going to end up killing themselves. But because they're on one accord, there's nothing that they ain't going to be able to do. And I can't stop them because one accord is the secret for seeing me. If you can function your beings, that all three parts of you, and you can force them to come on one accord, there's nothing that you can't accomplish. And you will see God. He had three different families that came on one accord. Three. So he said, let the three part of me come down here and take care of this, what they was doing on one accord. If you can get your spirit, your soul, and your body to come on one accord, there's nothing that you can't do. That's why it's such a struggle in a fleshly being, because it don't want to fall in line with your spirit. And sometimes your flesh wanna, and your soul just got nastiness all up in it because you done been frustrated by your imagination. You be all in wonder world. Or sometimes you can't hear your spirit man move. You can't function in your spirit man. Not all three parts want to work together sometimes. If you can push and correlate all them together and make them all three come together and to worship God together, there's nothing that you can't get accomplished. That's why there's always dissension and problems and issues in church. That's why there's always folks in church. And I'm beginning to understand that you can't tell everybody everything. I used to mess up because I just thought you were supposed to tell the whole church in one accord, getting everybody in church. If they don't know, they're going to fall in line with it. God didn't tell them all everything. But the ones you say, they got to be on one accord of what you see. If they don't on one accord what you see, then you can't go anywhere. As David, who took the census. When you start counting finances and people and what you have and what you don't have, then you feel it's about you. You got to find yourself a group of folks that believe in God and God alone can do it. They was thought it was all about them. That was the biggest mistake. This thing is about them. Read on.
That they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because of the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. These are the generations of
Shem.
Okay,
that's good. And so now we at the level inside God where I'm just going to give you tidbits into this, where he's beginning to reveal himself. Lord God or Jehovah was the era where God needed to reveal his word to us. It actually was the word moving and revealing himself in actions, not in bodily form. It was the Holy Spirit and God and the word correlating together, a piece of both of them moving and doing things in action, using people in action. It wasn't him in the bodily form yet. the angel of the Lord that would wrestle with Jacob was God revealing himself in action. You never heard it said in the scripture anything else except for there was a man who wrestled with God at the beginning. So we knew he came in a bodily form or some kind of form. But the action that he did was the wrestling. And then the last action that he did was he hit him on his thigh and blessed him. So we're going to talk about next few weeks of Elohim, Elyon, Jehovah's, of how he moved and gave just to them whatever she needed for that situation at the place that there was. That's why every time when God revealed himself, they built an altar there and named that place. It wasn't a full-blown movement of God. It was God moving to a position or a place in their lives. He could not give them all of it. But today, and I'm trying to help some of y'all understand that if you can't grasp all of God, you got to look for the portions or the piece of God in your life to help you where you are or the place where you are. A lot of y'all missing God because you don't have a relationship with God to deal with you and God at the place where you are. You trying to go to the place where Abraham was or Isaac was or Jacob was or Pastor is or Lady Margaret is or Jareen is. When you look and seek for us and for them for the word of God, then you going to where they met God. Now, I'm very careful I make this statement. I'm going to end on this. I'm beginning to take the Bible literally as what it's supposed to be in my life, as a tool or a ship or a message of people's lives and not word verbatim. It's my playbook of how I can obtain a relationship with God. Some of y'all cannot have a relationship with, I'm very careful I make this statement. Some of y'all cannot have a relationship with God without this. This is my playbook of how to, for me, to establish a relationship with God. He wants to talk to me. Without this, without the words of David, without the words of Abraham, Isaac, without the words of Jacob, he wants to establish a new word in me. This is my tool to help me to establish a stronger relationship with God. But too many of y'all is too much into this and not in a personal one-on-one relationship with him. You use this to build your relationship with him. I'm very careful how I say this because some of y'all can say, Pastor say we ain't supposed to read the Bible no more. That's a lie. And I'm going to call it to you right out of your face right now. That's a lie. But some of y'all will read this Bible of their stories and try to live your life according to their story. And God say, no, that's what I did for them. I want you to use this so I can show you how good I was to them. And I want to be that just as good to you. But I need you to spend some time with me so I can show you what I'm going to do for you. I can't stand when I talk to folks and all they want to do is quote Bible. Well, what did God tell you? Then they got to quoting what he told Abraham, Isaac, and dude, what did God tell you on your situation? Then they get to quoting more words. Dude, do you have a relationship with God yet that you don't know what he's telling you? God talks to me different than he talking the Bible to them. You're like, you're hard-headed boy. You better get it together. I like when God talks to me like, because that's me. That's me and his relationship. Oh, I hold it so dear to my heart. I get frustrated with God sometimes. I'm like I was in the office. He said, well, you know you're going to have to teach Bible study tonight. So only you should sit back here. You better get yourself together and do it. Like if I get on Thursday, I don't want to go Bible study. You know you got to go to Thursday night Bible study. You know you're going to feel good after. So why with me and you up here having this conversation about you don't want to go? You better get up there and go. I love that. I got a personal relationship with him. Now, we can find that in this Bible, right? You want me to give it to you? Who was the one who was caught up in the belly of the fish? Same thing that I was, hard-headed. says he refused to go, but I made my mind up to go because I know better that I better go. When he gets to talking to me like that, guess what? So I got an example of how he's dealing with me, right? But I can't get all deep. God put me in the belly of the fish. No, he didn't. You ain't getting no belly of fish. You was in your Mercedes, Glenn. That ain't no fish. It was raining outside. When y'all get these deep folks like that, y'all need to start walking away. Look, we're going to start doing something at the city, right? We're going to do this at the city, all right? I'm going to give it to everybody. We're going to help some saints at the city that want to be deep and profound and don't want to do right. But what we're going to start doing, when they start talking crazy to us, we're all going to do this. This is going to be our move. This is going to be our move right here. And this is going to be their move that they ain't right. Because I'm going to tell everybody, at the city, when you get to talking crazy, gossiping, acting foolish, well, we're going to throw one finger up and we're going to say, excuse me. Then you know you got to get it together. We're going to be at churches and holler about it. They're going to be behind the pulpit like well, they want to talk up, we're going to raise up. Pastor walking too. Where y'all going? Oh, we thought we was at the city. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we love you. We thank you for all you done said tonight. Thank you for just being here tonight. Thank you for your word. It was so awesome, so powerful. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen.